Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on WBBM. The city of Highland Park is extending its vaccination mandate for people eating inside restaurants until mid-February. The move comes despite opposition from restaurant operators. WBBM's Rachel Pearson with the details.
Some Highland Park restaurant owners say the city's proof of vaccination requirement for indoor dining is hurting their bottom line. Councilman Andres Tapia noted they're the only city outside of Cook County with the order.
Which is like them putting a finger in the dike and trying to make a difference. And in the meantime, our restaurants are losing customers to our neighboring communities.
But a majority of council members voted to extend the temporary order, which began January 7th and now lasts through February 14th. Mayor Nancy Rotering says more than 80% of Highland Park residents are fully vaccinated.
We've received many emails and communications from individuals outside of our community objecting to our proof of vaccination requirement. But our first obligation is to our residents and to those who work within our local economy.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
An Uber driver was shot while driving on the Eisenhower overnight. State police say the shooting was reported around midnight near Western Avenue. Two other people were in the car at the time but were not hurt. The driver is expected to survive. International Holocaust Remembrance Day was observed last night at the Women's Athletic Club of Chicago. The event included a special concert.
Great composer and pianist Michael Karas was moved by the images of the Holocaust, especially those of children lined up to board trains to concentration camps. He composed music in commemoration. He calls it the transportation. Dr. Memis Cohen was present. He was moved by the concert.
Paired with the music was a slideshow of children in various places of occupied Europe, ghettos, or waiting in line on board for trains to death camps.
The composer wrote, "I cannot change the past, but I can make sure that these children are not forgotten. Through the healing power of music, I pay tribute." Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
From the DuckDuckGo Sports Desk, here's Josh Liss.
Names upon names, but the Bears' search has at least three finalists for general manager. Reports say Chiefs Ryan Poles meeting as soon as today. The Titans' Monty Ossenfurt and the Patriots' Elliott Wolf in the mix. At least 11 candidates for head coach. Saints defensive coordinator Dennis Allen due to meet today. Three reported finalists getting second interviews this week are expected to be Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus, Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn, and the former Lions and Colts coach Jim Caldwell. Off the shelf and onto the court, Zach LaVine returns from missing a few Bulls games with a sore knee. Helps the road team's lead remain in the healthy double digits in Oklahoma City.
94-83 Bulls. Left elbow three by Zach up and got it.
That's a big time shot right there. Simple out of bounds play. Zach just coming off a high screen down to the corner. Wide open.
Chuck and Bill, 670 to score. A 28-point Bulls lead shrinks to one and the Thunder miss a three for the tie with 2 seconds left. Throw a few free throws on and a late Thunder shot and LaVine and the Bulls beat Oklahoma City 111-110. The Bulls get 26 points from Nikola Vucevic, 24 from Ayo Dosunmu. Nothing from DeMar DeRozan out, resting one game. Next up, Toronto with the UC tomorrow. Colorado deals the Blackhawks a fourth loss in a row, 2-0. Marc-Andre Fleury burned in the second and third periods. The Hawks are at Detroit tomorrow. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An 81-year-old woman is dead after an overnight fire in Avalon Park. The fire started just before 2 a.m. near 82nd and Cornell. An investigation is underway. Governor J.B. Pritzker announcing an agreement on COVID leave policy for public school teachers in Illinois. As WBBM's Rachel Pearson reports, it follows negotiations with unions. unions representing the educators.
As part of a compromise with the Illinois Education Association and the Illinois Federation of Teachers, Governor Pritzker announced paid sick leave for fully vaccinated educators. The legislation comes after the governor vetoed a proposal which would offer COVID-19 sick leave to all school employees. Teachers who are fully vaccinated are now entitled to paid administrative leave if they contract COVID-19 and are required to be out of school. Those who already took time off will have their sick days restored. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Highland Park Village Board has voted to extend a measure requiring proof of vaccination at restaurants. It follows contentious debate and a protest this week by opponents of the rule. Mayor Nancy Rotering.
It was done because masks are removed while eating in establishments that require masks. So we need to continue doing what we can to try to mitigate the risk of exposure.
The mandate started January 7th. It is now in effect through at least February 14th.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.